Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. Officials are still looking for that well-traveled bear that made its way from Delaware County to Delaware. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from the state park where it was last seen.
The last bear sighting was here at Alapocas Run State Park in Wilmington yesterday, where trails are now closed to keep people safe. Delaware Natural Resources officials got some help from Pennsylvania game warden Jerry Check, who set up a bear trap.
The bear would come up, eat some donuts or eat the bait, and then climb into the trap.
Donuts and chocolate are in the trap to attract this sweet-toothed bear. It got to the park after moving through several backyards in the Trolley Square part of Wilmington.
It was there, officials say, they shot the animal with a tranquilizer. But the dart fell out, and the bear kept on going. Philadelphia City Council has banned the sale of flavored tobacco products in the city. The bill targets smokeless tobacco and similar products, except for cigarettes, that council believes are aimed at teens. It had been sitting on council's calendar for more than a year, and when the state passed preemptive legislation in 2018, it looked like the measure was dead. So it was a surprise when it was called up for a vote and passed unanimously.
Timing is important.
Sponsor Curtis Jones says the element of surprise was a strategy to keep lobbyists from working on his council colleagues to defeat the bill. He says council members who originally opposed the measure came around as council debated prohibiting the sale of flavored e-cigarettes in any store that allows minors. The measure also passed at the week's meeting. Now, New Jersey lawmakers have advanced legislation to ban single-use plastic and paper bags, as well as plastic foam containers commonly used for takeout. The bill's sponsor and supporters say the measure is a landmark bill and among the toughest in the nation. They say it addresses environmental and public health crisis. Opponents include plastics manufacturers, supermarkets, and business groups. They say styrofoam isn't as environmentally harmful as environmentalists claim. The plastic and paper bans would go into effect a year after passage. The plastic foam ban would go into effect after 2 years. The school district of Philadelphia next summer is moving 5 K-8 schools out of what it calls its acceleration network. Currently, a group of 19 low-performing schools getting extra staff training and resources. Those schools include Barry, Dunbar, McMichael, Mitchell, and Munoz Marin, where Principal Ariel Lahara says over the last 3 years, his school jumped from 16 to 51% on the district's school progress report.
Staff has definitely rallied around the work that we're doing, but we're definitely staying grounded and level-headed because we know we still have a lot more work to do.
Munoz Marin students passing standardized state tests in English went from 10 to 25%. Those passing math rose from 2 to 13%. Several families showed up at Lincoln Financial Field last night for what they thought was just an interview for a tuition scholarship, followed by a holiday party. But as KYW's Antoinette Lee reports, they were in for quite the surprise.
I was surprised because I thought it was a Christmas party.
Nicole Millsap is one of the dozens who came out to learn of their new look.
And when they said she was awarded a scholarship, I was like,
each family in attendance learned that they won a random lottery for a 4-year scholarship for their kids to attend grade school. Out of the several thousand applications, about 2,000 families are chosen.
The Children's Scholarship Fund Philadelphia will hold another drawing in March. Applications are still being accepted. The first ever Jewish New Media Festival opens this weekend at the National Museum of American Jewish History.
New media itself is this idea that's bringing together technology and art.
That's Kristen Evans with the Gershman and Philadelphia Jewish Film Festivals.
We have the ability now to share stories in a different way. And we've noticed a trend in people using Hulu and Netflix, listening to podcasts to share stories and to get information.
Over 2 days, there will be panels, workshops, and instructional sessions that let guests explore Jewish storytelling in the digital age. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.